السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. News and comment.
Dar es Salaam, water shortage crisis.
News. On Sunday, December 14th, 2025,
the Dar es Salaam Water Supply and Sanitation Authority,
the WASA, issued a water supply schedule for the city. In some areas, a 20-liter plastic container of water from local vendors has reached up to
1,000 shilling,
5 times higher than the normal price. Comment. Since flag independence, Tanzania
and Dar es Salaam city in particular
has never experienced full-time water supply. For instance, last year, 2024, 2022, and 2021, the city had crippling water supply shortages. The current shortage, as it has been explained by the government, has been the result of severe dropping in production at Ruvu plant caused by delayed rainfall. The water crisis in Tanzania is cyclical, almost every year, with just different levels of severity. It has implicated people's lives with an inconstant water supply as many parts of the city experience catastrophic high costs to buy water from vendors, and sometimes people are forced to wait for water ration at nights. It's shameful that despite Tanzania having abundant sources of water, yet it suffers in water shortage crisis. The country has major lakes like Victoria, Tanganyika, and Nyasa, many rivers including Rufiji, Pangani, Wami, Ruvuma, Mara, Kagura, and Gombe, not to mention the Indian Ocean,
the underground aquifer,
and waterlands, and the rainwater. Above all, Tanzania undergoes other factors such as aging pipes and persistent leaks that caused water infrastructure in distressing situations, leading about 37 to 49% of the water supplied being lost due to leakages. This is about almost half of the water supplied being lost. If only the lost water were to be saved, the supply would be better than the current situation. This is how the capitalist governments everywhere treat their people without really care on their affairs, even in basic needs for survival, such as water. The issues of irresponsibility and disregard in serving people fairly is far from reality in capitalism, since the basis of this ideology and its political system is only self-interests. Therefore, all within the scope of this ideology, from politicians and civil servants, have only one agenda of enriching themselves, their families, and cronies, and never to tackle the people's problems. Personal interests is what motivated politicians to attain political positions, not eagerness to serve and solving people's problems. In contrast in Islam, Khilafah, caliphate state, role is to serve people, and its top priority is to make all people having access and acquire all basic needs for survival. The Islamic State, Khilafah, is obliged and responsible to provide all social services to all its citizens, free or on reasonable costs, in order to smoothen accessibility of social services to all. It is forbidden to privatize major sources of water or any other public properties. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Saeed Bitomwa, member of the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Tanzania. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.